Welcome back to our podcast. This time we will be discussing Key Concepts 6.2. My name is Nedia.
I'm Susie.
And I'm Kyle. Let's get into it.
In the very beginning of the 20th century, there was a European-dominated global political order that had existed. This included the United States, Russia, and Japan. Over time in the century, people and states around the world have challenged this order in some ways that were seeking to redistribute power within the existing order and to restructure the empires. While these people and states were in power, they attempted to maintain the status quo. The other people and states were seeking a way to overturn the political order itself, and these challenges to maintain political order manifested in themselves in the unprecedented level of a conflict with high human casualties. In the context of the conflicts, many regions in both older and even newer states struggled with maintaining political stability and were having challenges with internal and external forces, including some ethnic and religious conflicts, territorial partitions, economic dependencies, and even the legacies of colonialism.
The nations who had fought for their independence were British West Africa, British RAJ, and French West Africa, which were all turned into something new. British West Africa became Ghana, and Gambia. British RAJ became India, Bangladesh, and French West Africa became Senegal, and even more. After the end of the World War II, some colonies had fought their independence, including Kenya, Algeria, and Angola, Vietnam, while the other colonies had achieved their independence through armed struggle.
Nationalist leaders were Mahatma Gandhi, Ho Chi Minh, Kwame Nkrumah. They are in Asia and Africa challenged in the imperial rule. Regional religious and ethnic movements challenged both colonial rule and inherited imperial boundaries. There were transitional movements in the world. For example, in Africa there was Pan-Africanism, in Arabia there was Pan-Arabianism, and in Asia there was communism. Transnational movements sought to unite people across national boundaries.
Political challenges were followed by a large percentage of population changing and social consequences. For example, after gaining freedom from France, many pro-France Algerians moved to France. And another example would be in India. After Britain gave India independence to India, many South Asians moved to London looking for work. The rise of extremist groups in power led to the annihilation of specific populations, notably in the Holocaust during World War II. And the other atrocities were acts of genocide or ethnic violence. Armenians in Turkey during and after World War II, Cambodia during the late 1970s, and the Tutsi in Rwanda in the 1990s.
Military conflicts happened on a global scale. For example, World War I and World War II were the first total wars. Governments used ideologies, including political propaganda, art, media, and intensified forms of nationalism, and mobilized populations for the purpose of waging war, and in the case of totalitarian states to direct many aspects of daily life during the course of the conflicts and beyond.
The sources of global conflict in the first half of the century varied. Required examples of the sources of global conflict: imperial expansion by European powers and Japan, competition for resources, ethnic conflict, great power rivalries between Great Britain and Germany, nationalist ideologies, the economic crisis injured by the Great Depression.
The global balance of economic and political power shifted after the end of World War II and rapidly evolved into the Cold War. The democracy of the United States and the Communist Soviet Union emerged as superpowers, which led to the ideological struggles between capitalism and communism throughout the globe. This conflict extended beyond its basic ideological origins to have profound effects on the events such as political, social, and cultural aspects. The Cold War produced new military alliances, including NATO and the Warsaw Pact, and promoted proxy wars in Latin America, Africa, and Asia.
expansions in U.S. military spending and technological development, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, and economic weakness in communist countries.
Some people oppose trends in the 20th century. Many groups challenge and oppose unfair governmental laws and regulations that oppose minorities, but in a non-violent way. For example, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, and Nelson Mandela. Military and militarized states usually fought against the rapid increase of conflict, which only escalated the situation. Certain movements use violence against citizens to achieve their political goals. Movements include the ROA, which was the Irish Republican Army, and Al-Qaeda. And in case we don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I said goodbye.